Time for our preview of the Warwick Farm meeting in Sydney. And Brad Davidson, he was seeing them beautifully there last Saturday. His best bet, a $10 winner in the last race, Davo. We thank you very much. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth. Morning, Cozzy. Thanks, mate. Guys. Yeah, it was nice to get a bit of luck in the last there, home in the last couple of strides. So, yeah, it was good. Not much too much joy before then, but nice to get the best home.
Now, the weather conditions in Sydney, top of 27. Currently, it's 23.5 degrees as we speak. A soft five, the track at Warwick Farm. How do you expect it to play?
Well, first of all, we should get back to a good four quite comfortably with the warm conditions today. And getting, as you said, they're getting high 20s and not a lot of wind around. But, look, rail in the true position, generally speaking, pretty fair in the true position. If anything, getting a little bit off the fence towards the middle later on in the day. So that's more exaggerated if we're on a wet track, which we won't be on today. But I still think we should be on a pretty fair surface. And looks a decent card. Some pretty tricky races there, to be honest. But we'll do our best to find a few winners.
Let's have a look at the first race. And it's over the 1,100 metres for the three-year-olds. Scratch the 3, 4, and 10. Mars Mission is the $1.80 favourite for Team Hawks and Tommy Bear. It's only had the one start and it's first up this preparation. Baron off the one at $6.50. And then My Eloise at $4.60 as well. Those are the horses under double figures here, Davo.
Yeah, 2, 9, 1 and 11, my numbers here. I can't go past number 2, Mars Mission, for the Team Hawks. Yeah, this colt finished third on debut at Sandown there on the lakeside track. No match for Villana and Frontman, but Frontman come out and won the next start and did get home in the third best last 200 of the day on that occasion as well. So he's been able to settle a lot closer in a couple of trials this time in, and in good time, won the latest at Rose Hill in really good style too. So looks a progressive colt and does look hard to beat in the first, as the market suggests. Beat number 9, My Eloise, who has been trialling well enough on the home track here for Joe Pride on debut, gets a good run from the draw. 1, Baranoff, comes back as a gelding, blinkers off for the first time. Had some good form around Briganton and Publicist and some horses like that last preparation, and I do like those two gear changes, blinkers off and, of course, being gelded. And number 11, Tepes McGeek there. This horse probably doesn't have the upside of a few of these others, but she was good behind Wakuate there at Gosford last time out, finished off to be beaten a length and a quarter, and that was an improved effort on the two runs prior to that, but didn't have a lot of luck going back early this prep in one of her runs, but she was held up for most of the straight at Canterbury. So she's going okay. 2, 9, 1, and 11, my numbers there. Mars Mission, pretty hard to beat in the first.
It's the maiden race number 2 over the 1,400 metres. Scratch the 5. And that's My Turn Astern. We've got Aton of Delight for Waller and Bowman at $7.50. Belzando, a $5 hope. Russian Rubble, or Ruble, is the favourite at $2.60. Edgewise at $7.50. And then Soprano down the bottom there at $7, Brad.
Yeah, I think it's his race, Russian Ruble. He's been knocking on the door. He ran up behind Publicist here a few weeks back. And he looked to have that horse covered in the straight, but just Publicist was able to fight back off the canvas to score. But look, they gapped the rest. They ran solid time, much quicker than the other fillies maiden on the day that Edgewise comes through. So I think he gets his chance here. He's been placed 4 of 7 overall and gets a good run on the map for mine to beat 3 Balzando, who I must admit had a bit further down the order early on, but I went back and had another look at the trials and do like the way he's been trialling. He was well held in a Bendigo maiden on debut, but yeah, he could still come back a better horse this time in. 8 Edgewise, look, she comes through that other 1,400 metre maiden at Warwick Farm on Jan 12, and her late splits were better than Russian Ruble's on the day, but her overall time was probably 3 to 4 lengths slower. But she'll be able to settle up a bit closer here and should find the line strongly. And number 2, A Ton of Delight, thrown in 4th pick. Trial was okay leading in and found the line okay at Rose Hill. It's only run in what was a pretty decent maiden back in November. Fine Point ran 2nd and won a few races, and there's been 5 winners out of that race, so looks an improver here. 7, 3, 8, and 2, my numbers in race number 2.
So 7, 3, 8, and 2 there for Davo on race number 2. Race number 3 is for the 3-year-olds here, and you can scratch the 6 and the 8. It's over the 1,600 metres. My Check is a $7.50 chance. Tuwinga is the favourite for Waller and McDonald at $2.80. James Cummings gave Bon Vivant a good push this morning on the first word, and that gallop is at $5. Danish Prince at $9. Decisive Move at $4.80. And Scat Surfer Girl at $4.80. So this is a competitive 3-year-old race here, Brad.
It definitely is, yeah. Not a great deal between a few of these on paper. I've just gone with Tahinga, the one on the up. Chris Waller Yard won the maiden there last time out at Wyong over the 1350. I just like the way he's been improving with every run this preparation. James McDonald jumps aboard today. He's got the 60 kilos, but he carried the 59.5 the other day. Pretty strong through the line, and I think you should see out the mile. I've got him on top narrowly ahead of Bon Vivant, who I agree is going to really appreciate stepping up to a mile here. His only win came over the mile, so and his lead-up form's been pretty acceptable for this, and he looks ready to peak today and run a big race for sure. Number five, Decisive Move, got the job done in a 1400-metre filly's maiden last time out, led, and was able to just pinch a break on the turn and put a bit of a gap on them and held on late. So stepping up to the mile might be some little issue, but should lead this for a fair way. And number seven, Stats Surfer Girl, was a pretty good effort there first. So I've just got a long way back and hit the line okay, had to make a long searching run. She can park up a lot closer from barrier one here and get a soft run with Tommy Berry aboard, and she can improve out to the mile. 2, 3, 5, and 7. Pretty tough race, though. You could make a case for pretty much every runner in that race.
Race number 4 is a benchmark 72 over the 1,000 metres. And you've got 2, 4, which, of course, Duchess, the 2, and the unknown factor, the 4, they're out in this race. 6 Gun is at $3.60. You've got Star Cherie at $4.20. Then we go to Look Only at $12. Esteem Lady at $12.05. Could be a big day for Team Hawks. It's the $2.10 favourite here. And Pindara's Dream is the outsider at $19, Brad.
Yeah, another really nice trialer here in Fire. Won a Rose Hill heat over the 900 in very strong time and wasn't asked for a great deal at all late. 52.68 the time on the day was super, and even the last 600 was pretty slick and he wasn't let off the bit. So very strong through the line, looks a progressive horse, and he's third behind Ace Express, first up last preparation, then went to Bendigo, won a maiden there by 2¾ lengths in really good time, and then went to Moonee Valley, took on some horses like Minx Moment and Port Louis, started $6 and just struggled to get around Moonee Valley there. So trial's been good. Good gate. Tommy Berry aboard. Lightweight. He does look very hard to beat here. He does take on some hardened seasoned horses, though, and that's a little concern. Six Guns, one of those. He's 12 starts for a couple of wins. He hit the line well first up over the 1,000 here at Warwick Farm. Same track and distance, and I'm sure he'd be savaging the line again. Three Star Cherie comes through a Saturday race fresh. She trialled the house down and then SP'd $4 in a Saturday race where she pulled up slow to recover. So she can definitely jump out of the ground and improve. And 8 Pindara's Dream hasn't had a great deal of luck the past couple of runs, and might be one at big odds that can run a cheeky race here. 7, 1, 3, and 8. Pretty keen on Fire. He does look hard to beat.
All right, then we can get $2.10 for Fire in that fourth race at Warwick Farm. We'll take a quick break. It's 9:14. This is the Warwick Farm preview on Australia Day with Brad Davison and Gareth Hall. And when we return, we'll have a look at the final four races, of course. And
21/18.
The atmosphere is great. I love to have a beer with Duncan, because Duncan's me, mate.
Oh, I love Slim Dusty. Happy Australia Day as we celebrate this great country. Brad Davison is with us at the moment, of course, previewing Warwick Farm. We're up to race number 5, which will kick off the quaddie there from the farm today. And you can scratch the 11 Decisive Move. It's a benchmark 42 for the mares. Not 42, it's a benchmark 72 for the mares. And Molly Nails is the favourite at $2.90. Bright Rubik at $8. Crackalacker at $10 chance. Sioux Station at $5. Confessed at $4.40 here, Davo.
Yeah, I thought it was a race in 2. 8, 3, 9 and 10 for me here. I'm with Sioux Station on top. I was really taken by a win first up in a highway grade at Rose Hill. So over the 1,200 metres, she's not a 1,200-metre horse at all, but she tracked up beautifully, just needed a split. She got it at the 300-metre mark, and she was very strong through the line. I think stepping up to 1,400 suits, yes, she's going to be back in the ruck, and there doesn't seem to be a heap of tempo. They are the concerns, but I just think she's got a bit of class, and I think she's come back a better mare than last time in, and 1,400 is her pet trip. So 8 to beat number 3, Molly Nails, who was a really strong winner. First up at Maruya in really good time, third best last 200 of the day, and much quicker than the 1,200-metre open race on the day too. So she ran good time there. Last preparation, she beat Yaletown at 1,400 metres in the Canberra Guineas preview, and Yaletown went on to some better things in town. So looks progressive and does park up a bit closer than Sioux Station here. 9 Confessed, if there's a danger to the top two, I think it's her. She's a good winner last time out, building nicely this preparation, and does draw a nice gate for Hugh Bowman. And 10, Any Wish. I thought this could be a potential improver and might be able to run a a cheeky race, even potentially grab a place finish there. Was all behind General Dubai and Stolen Agenda, beating the length last time out at Warwick Farm. Just had to get a fair way back, the gate cost her on that occasion. So likely to get back a little bit again here, but she can definitely finish off for top four players. 8, 3, 9, and 10 for me. I thought it was a race in two. I've gone with who I think the better horse, but Molly Nails might get Matt Favours and beat her, but 8, 3, 9, and 10.
Let's have a look at race number 6, and this is a benchmark 72. Scratch the 5, Jail Break, the 8, Metro Legend. Offshore's the $4 favourite. Sells at $10. Silent Agenda at $10 hope as well. McCormack at $10. Atlantic King a $9.50 hope. Overlord at $7. Marnix at $4.40. Born a Warrior at $8.50. Nishikori's $11 chance there, Brad.
Yeah, tough race. 6, 1, 10 and 2. I'm going to go with McCormack. I must admit he didn't get interested in his first two runs back from a decent break, but that was a much better effort in midway grade last time out at Rose Hill. He chased hard behind Oakfield Arrow, who I think is a pretty nice horse. And yeah, he really hit the line strongly that last 100 metres or so. So that was 1,400 metres. He stays at the same trip here. He beat home Metro Legend there, who I know isn't there today, but he was about a $5 or $6 chance when he was. So I just think at the odds, I'm happy to go with him. He gets a good run on the map, and just off that improved effort last time out, his best is definitely good enough. And I think that suggests he might be getting back to somewhere there after that decent break. To beat number one Offshore, who was really good fresh over the 1,200, started a bit short that day and beaten half a length behind General Dubai. He'll roll forward here. He could well take it up. Got a good record at 1,400 metres. Second up last prep, he just missed behind Matawa Tukpay and they gap the rest at this track and distance. So I think he's a better wet tracker, so the drying track's not ideal, but he does tick a lot of boxes. 10 Marnix, a really good winner at this track and distance last time out. That was on wet ground in driving rain, but having said that, he was really good behind Rubemoth and Construct prior to that here at Warwick Farm as well over the 1,300, where he got back. He was on the wrong part of the track on a fence day and really rattled down the middle. So he's definitely going well. And 2 Silent Agenda, just so consistent. As Joe Pride said on Sydney radio here this morning, he just never runs a bad race, this horse. And his last car, his first up run was super. And I was on him that day at $9, and he just missed behind General Dubai. But he'll appreciate 1,400 metres, and whatever he does, he'll continue to improve as he steps up in journey throughout the preparation. But a very honest horse. 6, 1, 10, and 2 in race 6.
Race number 7 is the feature. It's the English Australia Day Cup there, and scratchings, you can take out Power of Attorney, the 11. This is a good race. You've got Attorney at $8, Parry Sound at $4, Moomba Riz is a $3.50 chance, and it's the favourite. Fun Fact at $8.50. Navy Cross, that was a tough winner last start on pace, at $5.50. Cat Fever at $10 here, Davo.
Yeah, I don't mind the top of year, Attorney. He's got to carry the 59, but he's actually not that badly in when you consider most of these are poorly weighted because, you know, you go down to about the 88 Raiders, the 54 kilos, and you've got horses here on 53 Raiders, the 68 Raiders, Carp Fever, and they're not getting any more weight release. So, look, if it was a true handicap, for example, Carp Fever should be getting 15 kilos off the turn, and he gets 5. So I think he's pretty well off, and he pulled up with heat stress there in the January Cup the other day. So I'm really forgiving of that run. But what I loved about it was they had a change of tactics to go forward, and I thought they were kidding themselves because he's just a horse that gets back, flopped out the back, and doesn't seem to really put himself in races. But he was right there. He was behind the speed, and that's what I love. He took up a position. So from barrier one today, he should be able to do the exact same thing, be just behind a couple here. And as I said, he pulled up with heat stress the other day, but his form prior to that was outstanding. He's a 2,400-metre horse. He's 3 of his 5 wins have been at 2,400 or 2,500, and he's got a bit of class about him, and I think this time of the year is the key for him. He's just probably a few lengths below those better horses in the Metrops and Mooney Valley Cups, as we saw there back in the spring, but they've just continued to race him on, and I think they'll get their reward today. Warwick Farm, home track as well. I think he ticks a lot of boxes there today. Number 6, Navy Cross, the danger. Really good winner on Magic Millions Day. He led at a really strong tempo and just kept on going. Expect similar tactics today. There's a bit of speed in this race again with Fun Fact, and SkyMax likes to whip around them at around the 800 and keep them really honest. So he's not going to get any breathers, but he didn't at the Magic Millions Carnival either, and he still won. So going well. 2, Parry Sound. He did the job in good style in the Summer Cup, and then up to the 2,400. A bit disappointing in the Magic Millions Trophy there behind Navy Cross. Probably entitled to do a touch more. Whether he's a 2,400-metre horse, I know he's won here before, but he's only win at this distance. He did fall in over a much inferior horse than what he's meeting today. So, little query there. And four Mouveries, he's a massive query for mine at the 2,400. I couldn't get in that short on that reason alone. I mean, he's clearly got some good form lines for this and gets in well at the weight. But for me, that's got to be a concern. He's a horse that does loom and peak a lot. And I think he's a 2,000-metre soft-track Rosehill horse. So, could prove me wrong today, and if he does, it'll be hard to beat. But I've just got to take him on the distance there. 1, 6, 2, and 4. I think he's a bit of value there, returning at $8.
All right, then. Let's have a look at the final event at Warwick Farm this afternoon. And you can scratch the 6, Able Willie, and Land of Valence. The 8 comes out along with Retiro, the 11. Having a look at the market here, Dards runs the $2.30 favourite, this former import, which is a fascinating runner there this afternoon. Jailbreak at $16. He's Super Lucky at $12. Head Legislator at $5. Miracle Day is a $6.50 chance. General Dubai at $9. And Bella's a $7.50 chance here, Davo.
Yeah, hard to go past the top. He does run. He's trialled the house down on a couple of occasions leading into this preparation. Look, he's English form. I'm no international expert. He's won a couple of races over there over 1,400 metres in a rating 80 and rating 65. I like to just deal with them when they get out to Australia and see what they're doing. And most imports take a preparation or two, but this horse seems to have hit the ground running. He's by Frankel out of Moss Fund, so extremely well bred. And he won that first trial at Canterbury in good time, and then the second trial he trialled just as well as Silent Impact, who came out and won over 1,100 metres in the Saturday City race at Randwick there on the weekend. So the trial form around him's great. He looks to be tracking beautifully. And he has to go the 61 first up, but James McDonald from the inside draw, I'm happy to have him on top. And hopefully for him, that inside's holding up okay at this time of the day. To beat number 9 in Bella, who I think is ready to peak here today. Good first up winner, and then chased hard last time out when runner-up. I think third up today, she definitely runs a good race at each way odds. 4, Head Legislator. Just Wyong didn't suit him there first up over 1,200. He got back and found the line well. The bit of a bigger track will suit today, and he's been kept fresh. And number 3, he's Super Lucky on the home track. And he's been tracking okay this prep. He was third behind Dragonstone there first up off a long break, and then just got back and never featured at Warwick Farm when he was on the wrong part of the track over 1,100 behind Rule of Law. But the latest effort behind Nicole Beagle hit the line well and should be able to park up a bit closer from the low draw today. 1, 9, 4, and 3, hard to go past the import, who looks to be ready to rumble at his Aussie debut.
Your best mate in a quaddie?
Yep, best for me, race 7, number 1, Attorney. I'm happy to go for a bit of odds again around the $8 mark. I just thought that was value. It's an open race, but I just think it's perfect setup. I think he's a 2,400-metre horse. I think the track conditions are good. And I think off the heat stress the other day, he can bounce back and be pretty hard to beat. And the quaddie for me, first leg numbers 8 and 3, I thought that was a two-horse race between Molly Nails and Zoo Station. Race second leg, 6, 1, 10 and 2. Third leg, 1, 6, 2, 4 and 8. And the fourth leg, 1, 9 and 4 to bring us home. So short in the first leg, shortening up a little bit in the last leg. We'll go wider in legs 2 and 3. And hopefully we can have a bit of luck with the quaddie. But yeah, good day. Should get a decent crowd out there. They've got that pony race before the first as well. So looking forward to that. And hopefully we can find a few winners.
Good on you, Davo. Enjoy Sydney. Enjoy Warwick Farm.